Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Kilayim. Having previously discussed the rules regarding a person who sells clothes in the market, Mishnah Vav continues with those who make the clothes. Tofrei Kesus, tailors, who are sewing garments. And again, we're talking here about sewing of Kilayim, Shatnez garments, which are going to be sold to a non-Jew. Tofrim Kedarkan, they are allowed to sew in their normal way. Even though the normal way of sewing when you're doing piecework, especially prior to the existence of sewing machines, is that the garment that you're sewing basically sits in your lap while you sew up the seams. And so with it sitting on your lap and across your thighs, that looks very much like it's a garment. So the Mishnah says, no, we're not concerned about Shatnez for the same reason in the previous Mishnah. His intent here is not for his benefit. His intent is to get the sewing done effectively and efficiently. And therefore, it's not a problem for these garments to be sitting on his lap. However, as in the previous Mishnah, and this is all providing that it is coincidental that you are doing this irrespective of the winter. But if you are sewing a garment and so you make sure that it is kind of really just not hanging down to this floor but bundled up in your lap so as to keep you warm, so then in that case, it is not permitted for the tailor to sew in the usual way, and he must make sure that he does so in a manner which doesn't lead him to be deriving benefit as one would derive from a garment from this kilayim garment. And here too, just as in the previous Mishnah, we conclude with the custom of the tsnuim. Hatsnuim, Tofrim Baretz, those who were scrupulous in their mitzvos and wished to avoid even the slightest possibility of having shatnez upon you, they would put the garment on the floor for sewing purposes, and they would only sew what needed to be sewn without lifting it up into their lap. And that way, if it's resting on the floor and you're just kind of like reaching to connect the two pieces, none of the things will lean on you. And partially right envelop your leg, right, which would then be considered, based on the principles we've mentioned in the previous several Mishnayos, that would be considered to be wearing it, and that would be usher.